Carolyn Bolton, Tuesday, May 19th, 2026, 6 o'clock, Board of Selectmen meeting with accounts payable at the Town Hall and Zoom. I first like to call the meeting to order. That's done. Number two, any public comment?
I
Nope.
have some comments.
Yes, Jim.
Jim Larsh, Brookfield Road. I remain concerned about the rentals of the trailers at the Notch Road Municipal Center. I think it's like $150,000 a year we pay for that, and we're not getting anything back out of it. I hope the town is pressing to change that. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Jim. Is there any other public comment? I don't see anybody else, so I would assume not. Moving on to new business. Consider an act on a bid waiver for the fire department regarding rescue tools. And we have here Matt, who would like to speak on behalf of the fire department.
Hey guys,
And Deputy, we have
Deputy Chief Pereira at the Bolton Fire Department.
There's only Oh, yeah, there's only one.
We are looking for a bid waiver for our e-tools. You guys know that. So the e-tools are essentially the jaws of life, as everyone knows them by, that are battery operated. They help us able to get farther away from the truck than our current setup does. Back in 2026, well, the beginning of the fiscal year, we have in the budget for 32,000 for the capital. We are looking for a bid waiver. We have gone through a couple different manufacturers. We currently have Amkus tools now. And this, we have changeable tips so we can do different rescue operations that will work with this system. The batteries are not proprietary batteries, they're just regular DeWalt batteries. We have all DeWalt tools right now. So these tools are what work the best for us. We have tested out a couple different brands that all have their own proprietary batteries, which now means rewiring the truck, putting chargers in the truck. So a lot more expense than these are. And we our bid currently is $31,198. We are under the 32. We're looking for a bid waiver to get around and try to get these ordered as soon as we can. We did get prices, and I do not have those right now. Chief Dixon, unfortunately, could not be here today for another brand that we did bring in and demo. They don't work with our current setup. They don't work with the current tips. These tools that we're looking at are the newest generation on the market. They have the largest spread of any tool. They're the strongest of any tool. I want to say they have a cutting force of like 327,000 pounds. So it's just that next tool to get us up to the next level and be able to, compete with what's coming down the road. So, questions?
Is there any questions? Yes.
So the primary reason that you want to go with the Amkus is because none of the other products would work with your existing
Yeah, so
equipment.
these have tips on them that you can take off that are more aggressive. They have certain ones that have chains, so if we have to pull a dashboard, we can attach a chain. We have this for our current setup on the rescue truck. This will be on our engine tank. So on a bad scene, we can use the different tools that we have. The current set we have now, not the current set, like this brand, Amkus, we have had since 1984, before the actual firehouse was actually built. So we have a very good rapport with this company, and the sales team that we are going through. And they all have to be serviced annually. So we can have this. service, everything all at one shot. Our members are used to this brand as well, so training will be a lot easier. And they'll be able to kind of do hands-on with it one day and hop right into using them instead of learning a whole new system.
And the 32,000 you said that's budgeted. Is that budgeted for specifically for these e-tools? Okay. All right. Thank you.
What's the warranty on?
That I don't know. Rue Chief might have that information.
Sure.
We have, like I said, we have a great rapport with them. They come in every year, service them. And because of that, the tools that we have, some of the tools we have are 10 years old, I believe, and they run flawlessly. So.
What are the costs for the other tools that were less compatible in the
The
past?
other one that we brought in, I want to say it was around 38. We worked with this company to make sure that we could get down below, because originally we were at 34.5, I want to say, for these tools. We worked with them, and because we've been customers for so long, we actually spoke with the salesman, and we personally know the, I think it's the vice president of Amplus itself. And we were able to get it down to that price that's there. But we, the other ones was, I want to say it was like 37.5, but now you are also have to pay to have the truck wired for the battery chargers. These, if God forbid anything ever happens, I can send someone to Home Depot real quick, grab a new battery, slap it in, and keep going. But we've got chainsaws, we've got all a bunch of rescue tools on our truck currently that are all DeWalt, so everything is works together.
How many different tips do you have for that? Seven, eight?
No, I think four. We have some that are kind of smooth. We have some that are very aggressive. We have some that are kind of hooks, so we can change, and instead of having, I think it's 32-inch spread, now you have like a 48-inch spread because you can change the angles. And then we have chain tips. So like I said, you can wrap around a post, wrap around a tree, which we've done, and you pull something in, pull something out of the way. So, and they all just clip on.
Do you have a question, Bob?
No, it's Andrea.
Oh.
Bob, can you leave with your other one if possible? We're getting a lot of feedback here.
So, Andrea, we had public comment earlier.
She's the clerk.
Is the clerk? Oh, yes, Andrea. Okay.
Yeah, I'm the recording clerk. Sorry. I
Oh,
just
okay. That's
wanted to
different.
just get the name of the gentleman from the fire department.
Matthew Pereira, PERREIRA.
He's Deputy Fire Chief Andrea.
Thank you. Thank you very
So,
much.
looking, sorry, Andrew, to cut you off. Looking at the two quote or the quote here, there is a heavy rescue cutter short blade,
Yes.
and then the heavy rescue spreader is. So, what just for the layman here?
Yep. So the spreaders are exactly what they said. Just what we put into a crevice, spread open. The cutter, we're getting two tools right here. The cutter is what we will use to cut the actual car. And then I think there's, yeah, the batteries are on here.
So these don't operate like a bit on a drill and a set, like they
No.
don't plug into a central machine. They just all you battery them both.
Yep.
Okay.
And we actually have an old tool that we cannot use, they cannot service anymore, that we are trading in, and you can see it. There's a $2,000 trade-in on it. So that's another way that we were able to get the price down.
And so then just for the sake of due diligence too, you talked with one other vendor. Are there any other vendors in the market that?
There are. We talked with, I want to say we got bid from one and talked to two, including these. The bid from one of the ones that we talked to was more, it was a verbal bid, and I think it was way elevated. But that one, again, you have to rewire the truck, because those tools, when you put them onto the truck, they actually go into a charger. So now that means running a cable back to the shoreline on the truck. And we would have to go through a vendor to do that, because that's not something that we can definitely do in-house.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Do we have a motion anywhere?
Anyone else, any questions?
No.
I will make a motion
Oh.
to
Nope.
okay, to acknowledge or accept to approve the bid waiver for the fire department regarding rescue tools as discussed by our chief deputy.
I'll second the motion.
Is there any further discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Bob? Yes. So
Appreciate it.
that's six yes and one absent.
That was
Thank you, Bob.
Price and Mathers on the motion and
Thank
second.
you. Thank you, Deputy Chief.
Appreciate it.
Next, consider an act on setting the due date for tax bills. And we have Lori Bushnell here. If there's any questions or you want an explanation on what it's all about.
I don't remember having to do this in the past. Is this
Yeah.
something that the selectmen do every year?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's asking to do it earlier than we normally act on it this year, but she wants to try to be ready for filling in. It's probably best to let her chat.
So, given the budget is ongoing, let's say the votes go past July 1st, which would be non-ideal, but could happen again this year. Would this ask then make it so that we can send out bills on July 1st, or would that need to be a separate motion if we were to try to send out like an initial bill on July 1st and then supplemental, then depending on the
Yeah, probably have to send out a bill regardless.
Okay.
It's in our charter. Last year was a lot more complicated
Okay.
because, but this year with motor vehicles being at the cap, more than likely, we'll probably have to send a bill out either way.
Okay.
Yeah. So you'll have to set, if we do have a supplemental, you'll have to set another due date for that as well. Sometime in the future.
Do we need one motion or two motions?
Mm-hmm.
There's two bullets. I just don't know if we need to set, or we can set both at the same time.
Two.
Two?
I would say two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Make a motion to set the due date for real estate, personal property, and motor vehicle taxes for July 1st, 2026.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Bob? Yep. That's six. Yes. One
Make a
abstain.
motion to set the due dates for supplemental motor vehicle taxes for July 1st, 2026 and January 1st, 2027.
Second.
That was Gwen.
When?
Is there any further discussion? All in favor? Aye.
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 Aye. Very good. That's six
Thank you,
yes,
Lori.
one
Thank you, Lori.
absent. Thank you, Lori.
Thanks, Lori.
And next, we want to consider an act on the accounts payable.
I'll make a motion that we accept the accounts payable in the amount of $123,021.67 for the fiscal year 25-26.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
One seconds the motion. Is there any discussion?
Have a couple questions.
Go ahead.
I think that starts on page one, right? Yep. So it was this Apex refrigeration for $660. We had discussed it that we had some charges on last month's AP. I'm just curious on the total cost for the fire department
I don't know that off the
Yeah.
top of my it, I think the big bill was if you remember, I think it was around $9,000, but I think that's kind of what generated the
Yeah, there were a few of
conversation.
those. I feel like we're probably close to in the 20s or 30s,
No,
right?
I don't think we're that high. I think we're probably around the $12,000 mark.
Okay. Is that something we could ask Stephanie to put together for us?
Sure.
Yeah, I remember that conversation because somebody, maybe you asked, is it just worth
Yeah.
getting new whatevers, boilers or
Yeah,
whatever they were
again, I
instead of
think
repairing?
the replacing the boiler. I think the boiler originally cost around $50,000. So I don't think we're anywhere near that. Because the boiler unit itself is in really good shape. These are controls that we've had to change and physical parts. There's no, we haven't found any issues with the there's a chamber in there where there's a fire, right, which is where you get your heat. We haven't found any issues with the chamber or the lining or any of that stuff. And that's really the very expensive part of the boiler, that and labor.
So I think the big hiccup on that problem, though, was the temporary heating.
Right, that, and so I guess that is my question too. Of I agree, yeah. Roddy. And the other, and it's really helpful just for contingency's sake that, like, I mean, if as you said, Jim, this isn't the heat, the boiler itself, but like, right. If this goes down at the fire department, right. Or any other buildings, you know, do we have that in that money in our building and ops budget as contingency, or do we have to do a better right? And that's kind of what I think it would be helpful to have that number so we could be better fiduciary.
Right. So, I mean, that's where the finance committee comes in. And that's why the finance committee has put additional monies into, you know, I think we're up to $50,000, yeah. I think now is what our annual set aside is, so that if we have issues like this that we can't pay for out of budget, you know, we could go through the motions of accessing that money for a purpose like this, because we would be inflating, you know, annual town budgets in order to do that. It's better for the finance committee to have that money as a set aside for these eventualities rather than to have it show up in the buildings and grounds budget and just not be used every year and turning it back every year. If we don't use it now, you know, as that set aside that we have, you know, for these kinds of contingencies, it still goes back, you know, to fund next year's budget. And I think the only time we've come close to using it, I think, was when we had the engine and the fire truck blow, which was around a $40,000 repair. But we ended up not using that. We managed to do that out of budget.
Bob, did you have a question? No?
No.
Are you good with that? Do you have any more?
I did have other questions too, but I'm just trying to, I guess, understand that. So is that sounded almost like, don't worry about it?
So, you know, I think there's, I guess the point is there's a mechanism there already where we're, the finance committee, you know, works with us, you know, in the budgeting process. And there's right now $50,000 set aside for contingencies that are unplanned for,
mm-hmm.
Right? I don't think it's reasonable to put, you know, $50,000 in the buildings and grounds budget and just have that as in case, right? I think it's better. And if we felt like we needed to increase that dollar value, you know, for townwide contingencies, I think it's better done at that level. Rather than on individual department levels, because if we started doing that on individual department levels, well, you know, what if the highway department has a, you know, a major malfunction of a plow we can't afford? Do we put $25,000 extra in their budget? Before you know it, this adds up a lot. So I think it's better to have that one pot of money as a town set aside for these kinds of contingencies rather than to do it on a department level.
It's clearly listed in the on the budget report.
It's listed as contingency.
Yeah,
right?
It's under contingency.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well,
great idea though.
No, I mean, I'll drop that.
No, don't. I mean, let's. I want you to walk out of here satisfied. You have a good answer.
Well, I appreciate that. I have other questions. I'll keep us moving. So
okay.
Mine's at the lot.
You're at the end.
I'm at the end.
You're the next question.
Yes, so.
Oh. Unless Gwen wants to jump in.
I'm going
to
ask your question for you if you want. But...
I've got one. it's on page 9, the Manitou. I know that's the analysis of the fire department, and it's a $6,167 bill. And it says services rendered in relation to fiscal impact study of alternate fire department work schedule. So that sounds like a very specific part of the entire analysis. And was that analysis of the work schedule a trigger for us to pay? Or is it just that this, yeah, so why is there such a specific detail?
It makes no sense to me.
Okay, all right.
Because it's not part of, it's really not, it's not an alternate. work schedule that we've asked them to look at, right? So we've asked them to look at staffing. We've asked them to look at equipment. We've asked them to look at facility.
Mm-hmm.
So I will tell you that that made no sense to me when I read that earlier.
Is that part of their invoice schedule? On the
it may be. It is. This is a scheduled invoice as part of the contract. I just don't understand the time.
Well, it looks like it's from December 25th through April.
Right, and they're
able to deliverable with it because they could just be working and charge the thing and. If we don't have a deliverable,
they more than met their deliverable. They are collecting data and putting together reports, and they have collected so much data from the fire chief, from the town. They've done personal interviews. They have more than met their first third of their deliverable.
So it does this represent about a third?
It is.
So that you think that's why the invoice that triggered the necessity to pay them. Okay.
I think it's December.
I reviewed the invoice. The invoice was good. Okay. I don't understand the title that shows up in the in the AP report.
Okay. Thank you. And then on the next page, under Nathan Jacobson, I remember that I'm looking at the town green improvements preliminary design $3,400. But I looked at when we were reviewing our March 10 minutes, it says that plans are 95% complete. So is this because this does this $3,400 represent about 95% of what the design cost is going to be?
I think we've paid some money on this already. So I have reached out to Joe Dillon this week and asked for an update.
Okay.
I haven't received a response from him yet.
Okay.
Because we've got, I've asked for an update on right now our priority projects are the town green, Harris Park, and the septic and the community septic system. So I asked him for updates on those three specific ones. This week I have not gotten a response yet. But I want to keep these projects moving.
Yeah, it seems like this one we thought was going to be.
I thought we'd be there already.
Right?
Well, I mean, we did get the, we did get the extension from the senator's office, through an email from Matt. Yeah. So we're not in a super rush at the moment, but we do want to get this together and out to bid because I think the best time of year, since we have the bid waiver, if we can do that project in August, being the driest time of year, it's kind of, if we can push it till the end of summer concerts and be in the drier time of year, I think that works better for, construction there.
Mm-hmm.
So but that's going to be here before you know. So
I know.
Got to get this project,
exactly.
I want to bring it back to the crew, this crew, for review of the Board of Selectmen.
Right.
So you guys can look at it again because you had questions and comments when you looked at it the last time. And I want to be able to get that finalized and get it out to bid.
Good, because if he's only still in preliminary design, we've got a ways to go.
Well, that's what he's billing for. He bills that.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm working on getting you an update.
Great, thank you. Those are the only questions I had.
Wasn't the bridge one of the hurry up ones too? But that's not.
Well, the bridge is on me finishing up the bid because it's, the engineering work is over $300,000.
Is Jacobson involved in that?
They gave us preliminary estimates, but
right.
I've got to put a bid package together to put the engineering and the construction inspections out to bid. It's too much money not to go to bid. You guys would shoot me if I came here and asked you a bid waiver for $300,000, and rightfully so.
I think it's a bit aggressive just for the record, but
you wouldn't shoot.
Yeah, we wouldn't shoot you. That's just a bit aggressive.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Would we have lots
just
of questions?
For the record?
Yes.
Yeah.
So listen, at the end of the day, we want to be good stewards of the taxpayers' dollars. I mean, as much as we have a great working relationship with Nathan L. Jacobson and Associates, it's just too much money to not go out to bid. So I've been working on the bid package. I actually told Rodney earlier today, I said, I need to just I need to take a day and work from home and get that wrapped up because I want to get that out ASAP. And unfortunately, as much as I love seeing everybody and getting phone calls, the interruptions are not helpful when you're trying to do a document.
Yeah. Any other questions?
Bob, thank you. Sorry, Bob. On page 6, under Hollard and Sage.
I gotta go backwards now. Yes.
And my question is under the legal services, third one down for Patrice Carson consulting contract.
Yep.
And what is the nature of those fees?
So I had him review the extension of our contract.
The time term.
Yeah, right, I understand. Yeah. And so that extension, like what are the terms that are changing?
There are no terms that are changing. It's the same exact dollar value. She's not increased her rates at all. So it's exactly the same dollar value. It's just a 1 year extension of the contract.
And those dates are.
Was that verbiage in order to change for the auditor?
No, no, we did that
a year
or so ago.
Okay.
Yeah, we ended up having to change some of the wording in the contract to satisfy the auditor. But I believe her contract ends July 1st. And I'm doing this from memory because I don't have the contract from me. I believe her current contract was set to end July 1st. And so, you know, I brought this before the board. We discussed it. I told you it was my intention to renew the contract for 1 year, but I wanted the board to start thinking globally about where we wanted to go from there. So I don't know if you remember the dates that we discussed.
I don't remember the dates.
To the best of my recollection, and if you want me to confirm that, I can confirm that and send you out an email. But
yeah, and I had paper copies of a contract, and I didn't see it in there, too.
No, it was in there.
So, and I may have just missed it. So,
what we did is, you know, Patrice and I got together, and we negotiated, and we wrote to the extension, and we just had him review it, so he wasn't writing it. Mm-hmm. It saved us a little bit of money in that regard. So I will put a note to just check those dates.
And I do have to ask, who's R. Giuliani?
So R. Giuliani is not the one you think.
Yeah.
It is the gentleman that is going to be the curator for the exhibit for artifacts that have been excavated from the farm. And that is being paid for under a grant from the Hartford Foundation for giving.
Awesome. Or is yours satisfied, David?
I have a question on the very last page.
Go for it.
Okay. Timely to the public comment, modular building rental. I don't remember if it was an email or a discussion we had during the finance committee meeting, but we had a discussion about building out this space to have further dividers. I don't remember where this
information came from. Different. I had sent out an email the other day.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That. It was that. Okay.
Yeah.
Can you fill the.
So this modular furniture here is only 5 foot tall or whatever,
right.
And it's not secured. So we've managed to find Lyons who's willing to do it for was
under $7,000.
Was under $7,000. Plus we have to have some additional power brought out there. So that's why I told you guys 8. So
right. Well, the purpose of that would be to be
bring
able to
the finance right. department here
to get rid of some of it, not all of the modular.
Well, we get the. We get to find a spot for the registrars.
Sure.
After that, so
all of them.
Got to start something.
That solution.
So
okay.
Yeah, we're moving in that direction.
Okay. Just because it's timely, that email was timely compared to the public comments. I just wanted to bridge that gap.
Well, we've actually been working. We've been working on it for a little while, and yeah. You know, I will say Rodney was very helpful in helping me get 3 bids, so that we can find another bid ordinance. Fortunately, we got a bid that was low enough that we didn't have to put everything out to bid. They're actually planning to be here on June 11th to install the new dividers. Stephanie and I chatted yesterday, and she was working on having conversations with our staff about moving over here. You know, we're actually very excited about it. I think it's going to facilitate better and more positive communication, and you know, build better working relationships here with the staff. And we do have a Rodney and I do have a meeting scheduled for early June to have continuing conversations with the Board of Education about potentially finding some space within one of their buildings, which may be an appropriate place for registrars of
votes. And Superintendent Caruso thinks that might be possible still.
You know, we kind of globally talked about it. Originally, you know, he thought, you know, that maybe resident troopers moving in there was a great idea. And I think having resident troopers, you know, in the high school and certainly at the center school is a great idea. The problem is that, you know, along with resident state troopers who might have to interview criminals at times, that doesn't mix with a school facility. So, you know, we've talked about that a little bit, and that probably would not be an ideal situation to move a resident state trooper's office into a school facility. But the door is open to have conversations about other, you know, finding other ways to help meet town facility needs.
Excellent. Thank you for that update.
Okay.
Do we anticipate any action for us or anything that will be forthcoming?
In reference to,
I mean, we'll continue to keep you in the loop of information. Ideas are always great. If you have any ideas that, you know, you may think of things that I don't think of. I mean, that's a great idea. It's a great thing about having all of these bright minds sitting at a table. When we're all working toward the same goals, we have the opportunity to share ideas with one another and make a positive impact for the town. So if you have ideas, you know, please share.
Is tomorrow's subcommittee meeting about the reconfiguration? No, that's different.
Yeah, so just
the job
application.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Okay. So are we planning to have a subcommittee to talk about that?
What?
Or when are we going to act on these bids for the to redo this?
You don't have
here?
You don't have to act on them.
Oh, we don't.
It's out of his budget.
Oh, I see.
It's out of the selectman's budget, and it was a cost low enough that we didn't have to go out to bid. It doesn't require a bid waiver, so there's nothing for you to act on.
Okay.
And so, what does that cost?
The actual partitions were under $7,000 installed, and then you know we've got to get some. Once we have them installed, we'll have the finance team over here to look at, you know, how we're going to set the thing up. We'll have to figure out where we need, you know, drops for computers, where we need power that we don't currently have it, and we'll figure that out. We'll get that configured. And then, you know, we will work at moving them over here in a time and fashion that doesn't interrupt our business flow.
How much space?
A little bit.
Yeah.
It's coming out about another 4 feet.
Okay.
They'll be taller, and they don't have locking.
Yeah, they'll be 84 inches high, I believe, and they'll have, because one of the things with the finance department is they require to have indoors because of some of the information that's in there.
And then do you have thoughts about where the registrars can go?
Right now, I can't, in my mind, I can't identify a town space that they can go into. But, you know, I'm hopeful that we can work with the school and potentially come up with something. The thing that comes to mind is the area where the old Board of Education was before the high school got built.
What's there now? Because for a while it was like a pre-K.
Novus is in there. And Novus has a space where they, you know, repair computers, things like that. And the actual old Board of Education room is storage. Based on my conversation with John.
Talking about
there is an officer or two in there that I think that are being used for something, but the larger area that's kind of in the middle. My understanding is they're using it for.
This is the area directly adjacent to the cafeteria in the school, right?
So when you go into the parking lot, if you go to the left, it's down those stairs.
Yeah, that's directly, okay.
Yeah.
So next to the playground, there's two big rooms. The first one is the Board of Ed, the one behind it is the school cafeteria.
Thank you.
Because to me, it's, you know, it's got separate entrance and exit.
Yeah.
It might, you know, and again, I don't know if that, because it's got to fit town needs and Board of Education needs. I don't know if it will, but, you know, the door is open. The conversation is, you know, he and I have talked about it briefly, but, you know, we're going to talk about it formally, you know, in a meeting that we've scheduled for early June.
Okay. Because I'm old enough to remember when Board of Ed is in it.
No way.
Yeah, I do.
Well, no, it doesn't seem like it was that long ago.
Is there any other discussion on the
none?
Seeing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Bob. That's 6 yes, 1 absent. Moving on. Consider an act on budget transfers, but I don't think there was any, was there?
There's just one, as for information, I believe.
Yeah, $200.
Yeah.
So moving forward, approval of town of meeting minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve the Tuesday, March 10th, 2026 meeting minutes for the Board of Selectmen.
Is there a second?
Bryce seconds.
Is there any discussion?
It's so long ago.
Just trying to bring you back up to date. Yes.
I had a question on Lion.
They appreciate having an audience. They don't normally have an audience. Jim comes pretty regularly, but there's almost never anybody sitting out there.
Oh, that's right. So my question under 2.0, consider an act on AP, there was a field meter. And we had talked about Lyons electricity meter. Did you ever get
it? Yeah, that's on the shed that used to have the concessions in it over at Harrop Park.
Cool. Thank you.
Was John getting rid of that one? And bring in our own power, or that was the intent for the future.
You told us that we should do that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it was John's intent, but so you and I, if you remember, you and I chatted about it, and you said when you put power to the pavilion over there, you should just get rid of that, you know, dig a trench, you know, from the main building,
right?
Yeah. Over to that, and I said, "Well, right now we'll just concentrate on getting
the trench in some trouble."
Power that. I think that's a great idea. I mean, if we can bring power from the main building at some point, we could eliminate that monthly charge.
All right. Is there any other discussion on the March 10th minutes? All in favor?
Aye.
I abstained.
That's 5 yes, Mather abstains, and Tim is still absent. Now we're on to March the 24th.
I'll make a motion to approve the Tuesday, March 24th, 6 p.m. meeting minutes for the Board of Selectmen.
All right, well, Bryce seconds.
Is there any discussion?
Yeah, is there an update on getting the changing table into the Bolton Public Library restroom?
Would you like to provide one?
No, sir, it's yours. I also pestered Jim on this after the fact. And
so we had actually looked at this, I want to say, back in 2011. And it was...
If I make 2008.
2008.
Pulled an email out. From, oh, 2008.
2008. We had looked at this. And the issue back then was twofold. First of all, the walls wouldn't support it. And it was very, very tight in there for accessibility
and purposes. That's both bathrooms? Or...
It was 2008. I don't remember, Bryce. So we actually are, we have a meet, John and I are meeting there tomorrow morning. Bryce has been invited if he chooses to come. I mean, anybody can come if you really want to
Can't
come,
make it.
hang out
So
in the
excited.
bathroom
Yep.
at the library with us. So there are different options than there was back in 2008 when we looked at this. The wall still does not have robust construction to support this. So in order for us to accomplish that, we're going to have to open up the wall and put in structural blocking. But now there are more things available from the standpoint of what's available for changing stations. And we can actually buy a flush mounted one that doesn't stick out into the space unless it's open. About three times the cost, of course.
What do you think ballpark of that is?
I did some quick looking. You know, the standard koala ones that we all see in the restrooms are around $300 to $400. These are like $1,200 to $1,400. Yeah, they're not inexpensive, but
yeah. And so you don't think a freestanding one would be that compliant?
A freestanding one would make us non-compliant with ADA, which is the issue, because it barely, my recollection of when John and I measured it the last time is it barely met accessibility requirements then, you know, because you have to have a 5 foot turning radius or a T, you know, you got to be able to move if you're, you know, non-ambulatory, you've got to be able to move in a T fashion to be able to get in and out of a restroom. And that was part of the issue back then when we looked at it. So we'll, you know, we think that we might be able to open up the wall on the back side of it, which is a janitor's closet, and be able to put some structural blocking in. So we're going to look at it, you know, with a discerning eye tomorrow. We're going to see if it's.
And that's the bigger one that you're thinking
about. Yeah. Well, honestly, I don't know.
Okay.
Because I don't frequent the restrooms at the library. I'll give you more information after tomorrow, but we're looking at it.
Perfect. Thank you for at least moving that along.
We're moving, you know, proactively.
Okay.
Is there any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Bryce, yeah.
Okay.
That's right. He was making sure he didn't have a fight.
That's six yes, one absent. Now we move on to April 7th, 2026.
Wait, question.
Means? Yep.
For the vote on that, wouldn't that also be 501? This matter was like, am I looking at the wrong?
No, thing? I came late.
Oh, you came in late. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We're good. Never mind. Okay. Motion to approve the April 7th, 6 p.m. Board of Selectmen with AV meeting notes.
I'll second that. Gwen.
Gwen, is there any further discussion?
Yeah, I did have a question. I'm just trying to find where it was to just make sure that I refer. I was going to tease Andrea that she should really number her pages so I could take better notes, but he does.
And I really like the layout, the bullet point.
Yeah,
and the,
it's great.
It's really easy to follow.
Yep. All right. Page 4 of 5, number 10, the budget transfer for fire permission, budget transfer. Was that for fire security and maintenance, or was that to support the boiler? Or that was supporting the boiler, which was part of the maintenance?
No.
That
was... No. The boiler come out of John Butcher-Moses' buildings and grounds budget. That was for vehicle repairs, I think.
It was vehicle. Okay.
If I remember correctly.
You have more questions? Anybody can any further discussion?
My questions are exhausted.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Is it a yes from David too?
Yeah, it's an aye.
Okay. It said six yes, one absent.
Make a motion to adjourn.
That was Mather seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. That's six. Yes. And I'm sure Tim would say yes too. So
thank you, everybody online.
Oh, sorry, David,
good night.
Thank
that
you.
Is what I think of
Bye,
your
Rob.
Plenty of time. Oh, no, that's even worse.
What time?